with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The presidential race isn't the only close election contest in Michigan this year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from his tour of the Blue Wall swing states.
There are several key Senate races nationwide that could determine control of the U.S. Senate, and Michigan has one of them. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin versus former Republican Congressman Mike Rogers. Barack Obama has boosted Slotkin with a campaign appearance and radio ads here in Michigan. Rogers has the backing of Donald Trump as he looks to return to Washington. Key issues in this race include the economy, electric vehicles, and abortion. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Also at SRNnews.com, in Nebraska, Senator Deb Fischer says Democrats are pouring millions into her opponent's campaign to try and portray him as an independent.
Just like we see with Tammy Baldwin and Sherrod Brown and Bob Casey, my opponent is now saying he is the most conservative person running in this race, which we know is a joke.
Political commentator Ben Domenech says a big increase in early voting by Republicans shows the party has adjusted to the changing times when it comes to Election Day.
What I extrapolate from it is that people have taken a lesson from the last midterm election that they needed to take much earlier.
And he says it's time that Republicans realize that they have to work within the rules that they've been given. One Christian pastor says that it's important that Christians turn out to vote this year.
I think it's more than anything being political. I believe it is a spiritual issue. It's a responsibility that the Christian is not managing or stewarding well at all.
Pastor Hibbs spoke to the Salem Radio Network this week. This is SRN News. There's a new study out that takes a look at America's attitudes about LGBT issues.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 66% of adults support gay marriage. However, 57% say your driver's license and other government IDs should bear the gender you were born as, not the one you may be living as now. Americans are split on laws that would bar a parent from helping their child undergo a sex change operation. 47% support such laws, 49% do not. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from Rasmussen Reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts people of faith will play a key role in this year's presidential election. The survey gauged the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concerns over potential voter apathy. It found that 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or say they definitely plan to. This is SRN News. Is tampering with the history of a president's remarks a violation of federal law? That's what some are asking after reports the White House altered the record of President Biden's remark calling Trump supporters garbage.
According to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained by the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of a call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump. Biden was responding to racist comments at a Trump rally by a comic who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Biden, in condemning the demonization of Latinos, said Trump supporters are garbage. The altered transcript inserted an apostrophe, making it seem Biden was referring only to a single supporter, the comic. An email says the change was made after the press office.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.